Oxford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life. The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment, and anyone can get infected. The death rate is as high as 30%.
Like, I know they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, but it's like airdropping it from a black helicopter?
The GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving and some very exciting ones in the pipeline, because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple of years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. So that's a 3 million right there. 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever.
According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bite. It was Science Magazine that coined the phrase, flying syringes.
You think they can't make you take a shot? They're going to bring troops to your door? No, they're going to send mosquitoes to your backyard when you're watering the elephant ears or when you're getting the groceries out of the back of the car.
I got an article from NPR citing a study, and there's multiple other studies. They can use mosquitoes. What they've done is they call them flying syringes, right? So they genetically modify these mosquitoes. They bite you, and when a mosquito bites you, well, the stuff that they put back into you can act as a vaccine. There you go. NPR. They've got these mosquitoes that can vaccinate you against malaria. So what they do is they take these mosquitoes and they bioengineer them and they say, well, listen, these mosquitoes that we've bioengineered have malaria, but it can't make you sick. Right, they've edited it in a way where
just
that
like he does with
like
number one cause in the world is Bill Gates's polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio. Guys, put up Reuters for him. Is that where you're going with this?
That's exactly where I'm going with it.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these four people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem reaction solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates has become an American pariah, following his hand in the rollout of COVID vaccines that continue to injure and kill millions of Americans. A scourge upon humanity due to his buyout of American farmland in favor of Chinese infiltration, GMO crops, and livestock. Bill Gates is an awful person and shouldn't be in charge of anything supposedly benefiting humanity.
Nitric Boost.
Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith.
Okay.
What a show we have for you today. I have so many videos to get to. It's truly unbelievable. Lots of stuff to talk about, of course, in the political realm. Democrats rigging the election right in front of everybody in a variety of different ways. We'll talk about all of that. As well as a lot of health news to get to today. I got so much to get to. My goodness. We got unearthed audio from J.D. Vance. We've got newly emergent video from January 6th of Nancy Pelosi admitting it was all of her, it was all her fault. And this is sort of the theme of today. It's been the theme of the last little while, last little period of time. The last little while, I don't know if it's a week or a month or a year at this point. But it's the continuous cycle of we told you so. It's the continuous cycle of everybody suddenly realizing what we've been saying for years on end. It's exhausting in many ways and kind of infuriating, but also a little bit good, I guess. It's nice that people finally recognize this stuff. I mean, if you just think about the last month or so, we can extend it to 2 months. So I guess one of the main examples of this, one of the best examples of this is Joe Biden being a senile old coot. Now, it's shocking to those of us paying attention to actually like videos of Joe Biden and what he says and does regularly that people didn't know this, but they didn't know. They had no idea, and they called us conspiracy theorists. They even came up with the ridiculous and, you know, frankly insulting term, keep fakes, to try to explain why Joe Biden looked like an insane old coot every once in a while. And then it was, then he did a debate. Then he was forced to talk in front of a camera off the cuff for an extended period of time. And suddenly everybody realized. Now, not every revelation is that gratifying. But that was just the first. Since then, how many things have been unveiled to the wider public that were previously secret? And it's happening so fast. It's happening at such a rapid clip. I'm kind of suspicious of it. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Maybe this is just sort of like I'm like gaslit into not even believing that the awakening is real because it's too good. It's too true. For so long, we have been stuck in this world where nobody would believe this stuff, and now everybody believes it. And it's like, this should be good, but I'm looking around going, why are they telling everybody this stuff now? Why are they letting everybody in on what's going on? I put together just a little list off the top of my head. It's basically admitted now that COVID came from a lab. Obviously, it was revealed in front of everybody that Joe Biden is, in fact, completely incompetent, a mental retard, and senile beyond description. Kamala Harris has realized a lot of things. They've realized it's a border crisis. They've realized illegal immigration is a bad thing and that they need to build a border wall. Okay, this is shocking. This is a shocking development. The Democrats telling the truth for the first time in a decade about what's going on at the border. They came out with a story saying that it was Ukraine behind the Nord Stream attack. Now, I don't actually believe that cover story, but the fact that it was an inside job, that they're not blaming on Russia, the fact that they admit that it was NATO or a NATO-adjacent country that, in fact, bombed another NATO country and then blamed it on Russia, they came out and admitted that in the Washington Post. With this new video of Nancy Pelosi, it's admitted in no uncertain terms that it was her fault, the lack of security on January 6th, and that she is responsible for it, something we've been saying since the day it happened. People are shocked at Pavel Durov's arrest, founder of Telegram, being arrested in France, because apparently we're all just realizing that our democracy is a lie and that free speech activists get arrested for their activities, as if we haven't watched Julian Assange waste away for a decade for very similar stances. Everybody's realizing this all of a sudden. You have mainstream media articles saying we need mass deportations now, something that until very recently in Europe was literally illegal to say. Everybody's realizing that all of a sudden. They finally admitted, and this is a big one, fluoride lowers your IQ. Like, what? What? They're admitting that fluoride lowers your IQ and that they've been pumping it into our drinking water for 50 plus years. That's quite an admission, isn't it? This on top of the fact that they're admitting now that not only are toxic nanoplastics absolutely everywhere, and I say that literally everywhere, inside, outside, in human bodies and animal bodies and oceans and fresh snow in the Antarctic, in the deep sea, like literally everywhere, and that it's a major problem, and that the estrogen mimickers and the toxic chemicals leaching off of this stuff is slowly but surely poisoning the earth itself, something that we've been warning about for, well, several decades at this point. Nothing has been done about it, but now everybody realizes it's true. And then you've got statements from people like Nicole Shanahan, the vice presidential candidate with Robert F. Kennedy, and many of their followers suddenly realizing that, hey, guys, the Democrats rig elections. The Democrats are corrupt. Did you know this? Oh, you're just becoming aware of this. Again, I don't even want to be like, you know, rude about this. I'm glad you're realizing all of these things all of a sudden. But come on, like, what the hell? How does it take you this long to open your eyes? How does it take this much egregious violation of trust for you to stop trusting somebody? It's very sad. It's a very damning indictment of America in particular, but human beings in total. That people just have to be told this, and they have to be told it by people who have set themselves up as the authority. That may be the most shocking thing of all of it. And it's something that I'm sure our audience experiences in their personal life on a regular basis. I was talking to my wife about this, and I don't know whether to tell the story, but okay. I'll just go ahead and tell it. Shall I? So, you know, she's a architect, but she also supervises construction projects for a design build firm. And for like her entire career, she has been desperately trying to get people to save old hardware from homes. Like, you go into this home that was built like 100 years ago, and all of the wood is beautiful. It's like trees that don't even exist anymore, handcrafted stuff. And people just want to get rid of it, and they just want to throw it away. And they want to replace it with something new and prefabricated. And yet, the company is also simultaneously dedicated to being green, right? Saving the earth. And for years, she's had to battle with everybody being like, how do you not understand how it is better for the earth, that it's more green to preserve an old door than build a new one? How is it you're going to put the old door? It's perfectly fine. You know, maybe it takes a little extra work that you got to, like, you know, sand it down a little bit or whatever. Maybe you need to put a fresh coat of paint on it. But instead of sending that to a landfill and then making a new door and shipping it across the world, we just use the old door. Like, how do you not get that this is better for the environment? It's better for the earth. If you're really obsessed about recycling and all these things, like, we should be preserving these old pieces of hardware and doors and windows and all these things. And it's like every project has one of these. Every project has something where it's like, she's like fighting tooth and nail to be like, we can reuse this amazing stuff. We don't have to get something new. And then her company holds a meeting where they're like, we have all these new green initiatives. And they're like, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to start preserving old hardware and things. And she's like, wait, what? And it's like, yeah, you know, it's so much better for the earth to use the stuff that we already have than go fabricate something new. And she's just thinking back to like the dozens of battles she's had to fight where it's like, and it's just infuriating. And at the same time, it's like, yeah, good. Okay. I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad this is now official policy, but like, why were you arguing against me saying this for years? For years, I've tried to make this point and it's been like arguing with a brick wall. And yet now suddenly you're saying the thing as if you're the one that came up with it. And there's even one specific example where like there was one project in particular where there's some big bureau or something that my wife wanted to preserve and reuse. And it became like a giant, you know, drag out fight where it was like everybody was complaining. Oh, it's so difficult. We're going to have to cut holes in the back of it. And we're going to have to change all this stuff to fit it. She like had to fight for this, you know, thing to be reused, this big, you know, piece of furniture to be reused. And in this meeting, they actually brought up that to be like, yeah, you know, kind of like that bureau that you did. You know, that was a great example of what we're going to do in the future. And she's like, oh, you mean the thing that you tried to stop me doing for months and that I had to argue with you every day about? Oh, now you're using that as an example of your idea. Great. No, that's wonderful. I'm glad we all agree. And it's like, maybe the worst part is like, they don't even realize, they don't even know that they're doing this. Like, it's not like they're like, hey, you know what? You were right the whole time. We were wrong. You were right. And now, you know, we're on your side on this. No, they think they came up with it. Does this make sense to anybody else? It's the same thing that happened with masks with me and some family members where early on in the pandemic, I was trying to explain to them, masks don't work. It's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. The disease itself is smaller than the holes in the mask. They do nothing. Argument, you know, oh, you just don't know what you're talking about. Trust the science. You just have to be safe, blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on and on. And then like 2 years later, the same people come up to me and go, do you know that the mask has to be an N95 or else, you know, the holes are too big. The disease goes right through it. And I have to sit there like, oh, really? No way. They're like, yes, literally, they said to me, yeah, I heard it on CNN. 2 years after we had an argument about this, they've completely flipped their position and have no memory of the argument whatsoever. Because they heard it on CNN, because it came from an authority that they trust. Now they can understand it. When it was just me, even though I was right, they could not comprehend it. Like, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I don't get this human psychology. I don't understand. Like, my wife and I are talking. I mean, it goes on. There's so many things like this that I'm sure you probably experience every day too. Where it's like, what I don't understand is how, like, the logic is there. The logic is sound. And people get it. When it comes from the authority, the logic lines up in their head. But when it doesn't come from an authority, they cannot follow that chain of logic. They cannot understand how preserving an old wooden door is better than destroying that door and bringing in another one for the earth and recycling and whatever, fighting climate change, whatever excuse they're using. It's like they can't. It's very simple. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to understand. They cannot understand it until it's given to them from on high. I don't get it. It's very, all of this stuff, everything that we're talking about. You sit there going, hey, the Nord Stream pipeline was us. You get that, right? The Nord Stream pipeline was us. And it's just like, how dare you? That's ridiculous. What a crazy conspiracy theory. Then Washington Post is like, we have this exclusive report. The Nord Stream pipeline was, in fact, us. And they're like, whoa, no way. Wow. Oh, no, that actually makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. And it's like, all right, whatever, I guess, whatever. And, you know, my wife was saying, she's like, the most frustrating part about all of it is that, because the other aspect is that people will know, like for my wife, she has this like reputation in her office now where it's like every time they introduce something retarded, every time they like come up with some new very stupid scheme to employ in the office, they're all like, ooh, she's not going to like this. She's really not going to like this. And it's like, yeah, it's because you know that she's right. It's because you know that this is stupid and that she's the only one that can point these things out for some reason. Nobody else can do it. It's very weird. And she's saying like, the weird thing is, I've never changed my ideas. I've never changed what I think. I think the same thing I did 10 years ago. Everybody else just like is like a reed in the wind, just like whatever way they believe this today and tomorrow they believe this. And then they believe this and then they correct themselves to believe this. And when they finally come around to realizing like, oh, she's been right the entire time, they act like we're all realizing that you were right the entire time. And she's like, no, I'm the independent variable here. I'm the one that just thinks what I think. I believe what I believe, no matter what anybody else believes. You people, it's whatever everybody else believes, you suddenly believe. And when everybody else changes their mind, your mind changes too. And you're just a sheep. You're just wandering with the herd. And it's incredibly infuriating. And so, again, it's not just like the news where this is happening. It's like everyday life where this is just a constant struggle for us conspiracy theorists. Just being right about everything, just understanding what the truth is and trying to express that to people and just confusing and infuriating them with the truth. And they don't know what to think. And they're confused and angry at you for saying this stuff. How dare you? We have to wear a mask. You're trying to make us sick. You're trying to get us sick by not wearing a mask. And then 2 years later, did you know N95? It's got to be because the holes are too big. And it's like, what is happening? What is happening? Like, and I was telling her, you know, in those meetings, you should just be like, am I getting credit for this? I'm sorry, I've been saying this for 10 years and you've been crapping on me the entire time. Now that we're doing it, can I get a bonus or something? Can I get a raise for this? Because this was my idea the entire time, and you keep fighting against me, and now you're using my victories as the example of why your policy is correct now. I mean, it's just continuous. It really is continuous. It goes on and on. It never ends, and I don't know what we do to break through, because all we can do is just keep telling the truth. All we can do is just keep telling you the obvious, and this is the real thing about all of this. This is the real point of this, excuse me, little rant, is that you should ask why we're right. You should wonder how we know these things 2 years before everybody else. That should pique your curiosity. That should pique your interest. Gee, these crazy conspiracy theorists that I've been told are whack job, tinfoil hat wearing morons, racists, how did they know that Joe Biden was senile? They've been saying it for 2 years. Now I see it for myself. How did they know? How did we know the Nord Stream pipeline was an inside job? How did we know January 6th was a setup because Nancy Pelosi refused National Guard protection? How did we know that COVID came from a lab? How did we know that the vaccine would be ineffective? How do we know all of these things years before everybody else? The answer is simple. You start with the premise. You start with the premise that everybody in charge of these Western countries are absurd liars who are out to kill humanity. I know it's kind of crazy, but that is how you start. You start off with that assumption and you're happy to be proven wrong. You're happy to go, hey, this actually looks like it is a It's not a plot to kill everybody. That's nice. Look, a rare break from the norm. They're not trying to kill everybody with this particular policy or that particular policy. But if you just start off with the assumption that everything that you read in the mainstream media is a carefully orchestrated, highly designed deception, then you can come to the truth actually by only reading the mainstream media. You can actually just read the liars with the assumption that they're liars, and you can get the truth out of it. Because you can't just sit there and go, oh, gee, these, like, we're not magic. We're not just wildly guessing. That's what I remember with Scott Adams talking about the vaccine or COVID going, you guys were right. You guys were right. You know, the people that just petulantly believed the opposite of the government turned out to be right. It's like, no, we aren't just guessing. We aren't just believing the opposite of whatever the mainstream media says. We're starting with the assumption that most likely it's all a lie and it's all total hogwash, and that the real impetus behind everything that they're saying is some sort of devious, underhanded connivance. And we're right most of the time. But it's not just wild guessing, and it's not just petulant, whatever the term is, where you just want to be on the other side of every argument. We just want to take the unpopular opinion no matter what. That's not the case. We'll take the popular opinion if it's correct, if it's right, if it's accurate, sure. Now that everybody, you know, knows that the Nord Stream pipeline was an inside job, we aren't flipping now and going, actually, maybe we think it's Russia now. No, it was an inside job the entire time. We knew it the entire time. Now you know it. Now we're all on the same page. But you got to ask why. You got to wonder why the crazy whack job conspiracy theorists are right about literally everything, and why it takes 2 years for people to realize this, and then ask why people can't see it for themselves. And also maybe learn the lesson that, like, if we've been right every other time, maybe we're right about stuff we're saying now. Maybe the stuff we're saying now, that again, you're like, oh, that's crazy. Maybe just take a look at history. Maybe just take a look at history, and all the things you thought we said, you know, that were crazy in the past turn out to be true. Maybe the things we're saying now turn out to be true. Or there's just something in people's minds where it's like, you know, they think you're crazy about January 6th. That was an insurrection. That was definitely not. No, there's Nancy Pelosi saying this is all our fault. And, you know, I should have brought more security. Oh, gee, they were right about that. Oh, gee, they were right about COVID being in a lab. Oh, gee, they were right about the vaccines being ineffective. Oh, gee, they were right, they were right, they were right. And then we're like, hey, guys, they're going to steal the 2020 election or the 2024 election. And everybody goes, well, no way. That's crazy. No, that's crazy, though. I know all those other things I said you were crazy about turned out to be absolutely true. But, you know, this time I'm going with the mainstream media. Just think for yourself, for the love of God. If we could just do that, if we could all just collectively just buck up, just think for ourselves, just use our own logic, use our own observation, just really, really look at things and think for ourselves and not let yourself be guided by the nose like an animal, then maybe we could break out of this. If we could all just be human for a few days, I think we could set this whole ship right. For the love of God. We're going to get to the Daily Dispatch. Don't worry. I got it right here. We got a lot of news to get to. In general, it's been very frustrating that RFK Jr. coming out and going, I'm going to get rid of chemtrails. They're poisoning everybody, and this is a crime. Tennessee banning chemtrails, and there's just no more streaky clouds in their sky. So you can tack that on the list. Again, everything's coming out so quickly right now, I'm like suspicious as to whether this could be organic, because really? So now you're telling me that it's widely accepted now in mainstream media that chemtrails are real, that the vaccines don't work, the COVID came from a lab, the J6 was an inside job, Nord Stream pipeline explosion was our fault. Like all of these things we all now realize, the plastics in the food and water are affecting hormones, a.k.a. making people gay. Oh, really? We're all coming around. Oh, pesticides in the water, endocrine disruptors. Oh, you're all realizing this all of a sudden? It's a new world, folks, and it's dizzying. We'll get to your Daily Dispatch on the other side. Thanks for indulging me.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's get into it. We got lots of news to get to, lots of videos to show you. We'll begin today. We'll get into, at this point today, what we do every day, your daily dispatch. Here it is. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 28th of August, 2024. Trump says he's accepted rules for September 10th debate, which include muted mics. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday announced on Truth Social that he has reached an agreement to participate in a September 10th debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, noting that the rules will be the same as the last CNN debate, which seemed to work out well for everyone. The rules will largely mirror the terms used by CNN for its June 27th debate, including that microphones will be muted as the other candidate speaks and no studio audience will be present. A person familiar with the matter confirmed to CNN. Yeah, remember when we used to have real debates? Remember when there used to actually be debates with audience members and arguments and a back and forth? Not anymore. The Democrats need, well, they need bumpers in their bowling lane. They need whatever help they can get, training wheels for the tyrants. Meanwhile, Russia warns the United States of the risk of World War III. Russia said the West was playing with fire by considering allowing Ukraine to strike deep into Russia with Western missiles, and cautioned the United States on Tuesday that World War III would not be confined to Europe. Ukraine attacked Russia's western Kursk region on August 6th and has carved out a slice of territory in the biggest foreign attack on Russia since World War II. President Vladimir Putin said there would be a worthy response from Russia to the attack. Sergei Lavrov, who has served as Putin's foreign minister for more than 20 years, said that the West was seeking to escalate the Ukraine war and was asking for trouble by considering Ukrainian requests to loosen curbs on using foreign-supplied weapons, saying, "We are now confirming, once again, that playing with fire, and they are like small children playing with matches, is a very dangerous thing for grown-up uncles and aunts who are entrusted with nuclear weapons in one or another Western country," Lavrov told reporters in Moscow. "Americans unequivocally associate conversations about the Third World War as something that, God forbid, if it happens, will affect Europe exclusively." He says, yeah, it's not going to affect Europe exclusively. It'll be a world war in a very real way. America won't just be able to, you know, fight its battle from afar and then bank on the outcome. It's going to get hit, and that's very dangerous. And, of course, he's not really talking to the people in charge. People in charge know this. That's the point. They're trying to start World War III. It's a warning to the American people that your leadership is playing with fire, and you're going to get burned. Meanwhile, Kamala agrees to her first interview. This is truly wild. Kamala agrees to pre-taped joint interview with Waltz on CNN. So she's been running for over a month at this point and has not done a single interview. No town halls, no interviews, no debates, nothing but a single speech that she's given a few times at different stadiums. Oh, and she's apparently ahead of Trump in certain states. It's shocking. It's amazing. It's just yet another damning indictment of America itself, that this is even acceptable. But she's doing it. She will eventually do it. It'll air Thursday at 8 p.m. It's not like an interview. It's play acting. It's kabuki theater that they're putting on. Not only will she not be alone, she'll be with Tim Walz for whatever reason. And it'll be pre-taped with Dana Bash, the rabid lefty host, the CNN's chief political correspondent. So pre-taped, pre-arranged questions with a friendly interviewer with her teammate by her side, helping her along the way. Talk about training wheels. This woman wants to be president of the United States. Cannot handle an interview, is still not doing an interview. Let's just be clear. This is not an interview in the typical sense. When you think like a presidential candidate is doing an interview, it's not this. It's not, you know, the presidential candidate having a pre-scripted conversation with a lackey. I mean, that's what we're seeing. It's not an interview. It's not, there's going to be no hard questions. There's going to be no, you know, can you clarify that? But that's not correct. No, it's all going to be softball questions. And if it goes badly, guess what? They get to edit it because it's pre-taped. So this isn't a presidential campaign. This isn't like, nothing about this is normal. This is so bizarre. And again, I don't understand how people don't, like, they aren't just repelled and disgusted at what the Democrats are doing. Every day they do something that just any thinking person who actually cares about the governance of their country would be appalled at, but they just keep doing it. So, yeah, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to do a softball pre-taped interview with their biggest supporter, and hopefully that'll calm everybody down from saying, hey, you have to actually do something to campaign for president. You have to actually talk about your policies. You have to actually take questions from people. It's all, I mean, we're watching a script of a play, a puppet show. And people accept this. It's infuriating. Meanwhile, at least 9 Palestinians killed as Israeli raids West Bank cities. At least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in what Israel says is a counter-terrorism operation. Earlier, Palestinian officials said at least 11 people have been killed since the Israeli operation began at midnight local time. It appears to be a major Israeli operation with at least 4 Palestinian cities being targeted at the same time, Jenin, Tulkarm, Nablus, and Tubas. It is believed to be the first time since the Second Intifada, a major Palestinian uprising from 2000 to 2005, that several Palestinians have been targeted simultaneously. This, of course, totally unrelated to what's going on in Gaza, since we know that the attacks on Gaza are hyper-focused on, you know, getting rid of Hamas. And Hamas doesn't rule the West Bank. They don't have a major presence in the West Bank. So clearly that can't be what this is. This must be something else. Something else entirely. Or is Israel just attacking all of its neighbors in order, right? It's just like, you know, they'll attack Lebanon and then Syria and then Gaza. And the next week it'll be the West Bank and then back to Gaza again. And it's nothing but murder. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. won't be able to remove himself from ballots in Michigan and Wisconsin, and we'll get into this in just a little bit, but it's just the Democrats just cheating. They're just openly rigging the election, cheating, and breaking their own laws in a very blatant way. And, of course, the absurdity about this is it was incredibly difficult for RFK to get on the ballots in the first place. So they try to stop him from getting on the ballot because him being on the ballot would be bad for Kamala Harris. Well, at that point, it was Joe Biden, but it would have been bad for the Democrats, so they, you know, rigged it against him and didn't, you know, try desperately to stop him from getting on the ballot. He eventually got on. And then when he withdrew and endorsed Trump, well, it would have been bad for him to stay on the ballot. So now they're forcing him to stay on the ballot because democracy means nothing to them. It's like a set of rules to be broken. It's a set of completely arbitrary guidelines that can be ignored if it benefits you. That's their perspective, and they're operating in that reality. We'll get more into that later. Finally, we have this. Special counsel reindicts Trump with narrower set of accusations after Supreme Court immunity decision. I'm still a little bit confused about this. Still a little bit confused because Jack Smith is just a private citizen. He has not gone through the confirmation process necessary for him to be appointed as a special counsel to do all of these things. And that, at least partly, was what the Supreme Court decision was about. So how is he still doing this? Can I do this? Can I go file a indictment with a grand jury to get Kamala Harris off? No. Why? Because I'm a private citizen and I haven't been appointed. I don't have the authority. Well, same with Jack Smith. So what the hell? How is he allowed to do this? This is blatant electioneering. Blatant corruption. In your face. That's not just the theme of today's show. It's just rigging the election out in the open in a variety of different ways from a variety of different angles. Lawsuits and fake news and censorship and keeping people off the ballot. It's just nothing but cheating from the Democrats. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason you've had this success.
We're having now the greatest victory in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. Now that everybody realizes that we're right about everything. Did you know Mark Zuckerberg censors Facebook for the government? No, he admitted it in a letter. Six years after the censorship is obvious to everybody who's paying attention. No, but he wrote a letter this time. Infuriating. So yeah, unless you know some other media outlet that is right consistently, despite being constantly demonized, that continues to tell the truth against all odds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Won't you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a product? Because guess what, folks? It's not just the news we're right about. We're right about health and wellness as well, and which is why we create the best supplements available on the market. And it keeps us on the air and in the fight. Let's go to this video, unearthed January 6th footage of Nancy Pelosi admitting it was her fault and that the Capitol was not secure. Yeah, not that we needed this. We didn't need the letter from Zuckerberg to know he was censoring. We didn't need the FDA to tell us fluoride lowers your IQ. Okay, we don't actually need these people to tell us this. We've been saying it for years, but it's nice to see it in their own words. Here's Nancy Pelosi caught on tape on January 6th admitting it was her fault that there wasn't more security. Let's watch.
We're not prepared for the worst.
Washington Examiner has the headline, Pelosi insisted Trump had to pay a price for January 6th in unreleased footage. Then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned a former President Donald Trump, said he had to pay a price, according to unreleased footage taken on January 7th, 2021. So I guess that was the day after. The footage taken by her filmmaker daughter, Alexandra, for a HBO documentary was turned over by the network to the House Committee on Administration and shared with Politico. The footage shows Pelosi reflecting on the riot, raging and plotting her punishment of Trump, saying, I just feel sick about what he did to the Capitol and the country today, she said on the early morning of January 7th. He has to pay a price for that. According to the outlet, footage also captured fierce discussions going on behind the scenes, including Pelosi drafting a statement condemning Trump, saying, let's not mince words about this. At another point, Pelosi reportedly accused the president of insurrection. Insurrection, that's a crime, and he's guilty of it, she said after release of Trump's first video statement. You know, the video statement where he says, go home, I want everybody to be peaceful. That, according to her, is a insurrection. Pelosi and Trump have traded blame for the January 6th riot, with Trump repeatedly claiming that Pelosi turned down a request for additional National Guard personnel, an unfounded claim she denies. The former president has promised to pardon many of those arrested over the riot if he won. And, of course, in that video, she says, you know, we should have had more security, and we have to take responsibility for that. Let's go ahead and go to this video of Trump saying it. I have it somewhere on here. Clip number 15. January 6th happened because Nancy Pelosi turned down the Capitol Police request for the National Guard. Let's watch.
You called, by the way, on that day.
Nancy Pelosi. I tell you that? Listen, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security. She turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't turn down the soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th.
Did you call military or law enforcement?
What?
Did you call military or law enforcement at the moment the Capitol was under attack?
I'm not
going to
tell you anything. Let me put it this way. I behaved so well. I did such a good job. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't do that.
But
and now
Nancy
I understand.
Pelosi doesn't have the authority
that
you have as commander-in-chief, though.
Listen to me, Kristen. Listen to me. I understand that the police testified against her, the chief very strongly against her. Capitol Police are great people. They testified against her, and they burned all the evidence. Okay, they burned all the evidence. They destroyed all the evidence about Nancy Pelosi.
What do you say to people who wonder why you as commander-in-chief, you have authorities that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have as commander-in-chief?
No, she has authority over
why
the Capitol.
Why didn't you send help in that moment, though?
Frankly, just so you understand, I assumed that she took care of it. She turned down.
But when you realized that the National Guard wasn't coming?
Well, you don't realize anything until quite a while. National Guard not coming. I asked it to be there 3 days in advance, and she turned it down.
She says that request was never officially made.
Oh,
just
stop
so
it.
You know.
Let me just say.
Let me ask you
the
about
mayor
pardons,
of D- let
Mr.
me tell
President.
You. The mayor of D.C. gave us a letter saying that she turns it down. Okay, we have it. Nancy Pelosi also was asked, and she turned it down. The police commissioner.
I'm talking about
Capitol
the day
Police,
of that.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Capitol Police said that he wanted it, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept it. She's responsible for January 6th.
Mr. President.
Nancy Pelosi's responsible.
Mr.
And
President,
the J6
you're the president, though. You
refused
have,
to interview
you have authorities
her.
That no one else has as the commander-in-chief. Do you think you showed leadership on that?
Yes, absolutely, I did.
Okay.
Here's the problem. They didn't bring the National Guard because they thought that Trump was going to use the National Guard against them. That's why they didn't bring in the National Guard. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy type thing. They were under the impression that Trump was going to use the National Guard, do the Insurrection Act, and like arrest them all. So they wanted to deprive him of that. That was never his plan. He was never going to do that. But because they were trying to stop their, you know, because they were trying to fight his imaginary despotism, they caused the major problem. Does that remind you of anything? Kind of like what's going on right now in the election. See, they're hallucinating a giant threat from Donald Trump, and by trying to counteract this non-existent threat from Donald Trump, they're creating chaotic and dangerous circumstances for everybody, and then they blame that on Donald Trump. It's pretty obvious if you really look at it. So let's just review. So the story's at Gateway Pundit, because that video is a little hard to understand. But what Pelosi said was, we're calling the National Guard now. They should have been here to start out, Pelosi can be heard saying as she flees through a tunnel under the Capitol during the afternoon of January 6th, 2021. Yes, that was on. I thought that was on the 6th. And this was, again, filmed by her daughter. Pelosi's expression of personal regret were not fully aired in that documentary that her daughter made and only recently turned over to the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Barry Loudermilk, who took over the congressional investigation of January 6th following security failures when Republicans came into control of the House in January 2023. And she basically is like, oh, we have to take responsibility for this. And this has been repeatedly admitted. Like, it's been admitted by Officer Sund, who, you know, has gone through this in excruciating detail, where exactly the National Guard was, why it was positioned so far away. But let's just review here in the final 2 minutes of this hour. January 6th. So not only in the run-up to the election do you have Donald Trump and anybody paying attention pointing out how the mail-in ballots were insecure and put into place totally outside of constitutional authority. They weren't actually allowed to do this. And then it was rigged with the Zuckerbucks and all these other things, mail-in ballots, the massive. Then on the night, they blatantly cheated with giant injections of hundreds of thousands of Joe Biden votes without a single Donald Trump one, hours after the polls supposedly shut down and all of the observers have been sent home because counting had ended. And in all the major swing states, and in only the major swing states, you had a shutdown of the count at night, only to have the outcome of the election reversed by the morning. You had the fake, you know, water disaster in Georgia sending everybody home, only for them to continue to count the same ballots over and over. They were caught on video doing that. So not only do you have a rigged election from before the election even happens, everybody warning these mail-in ballots are insecure, there's no way to guarantee this. We have audio of people in Detroit being trained to accept unsecure, invalid votes over in-person votes. Even when the person says, I never sent in a ballot, you're supposed to count the ballot that they supposedly sent in. So not only do we have a blatant rigging of the election, for 2 months, it's a total cover-up with the media running blatantly false stories about this has all been adjudicated in court and nothing has been found. None of this has ever been investigated by the authorities. It was all shut down. William Barr played a very big part in this. He actually had DAs of states investigating these claims made under oath by people involved saying, I helped to rig the election by accident. It was unknowing, but I delivered a truck full of ballots that I now realize were illegal and outside the chain of custody. And they were investigating that. And William Barr came in and said, shut it down. You're not going to investigate this. And so they stopped. So they shut down the investigation for the 2 months in between the election and the certification. You have a total, you know, scuttling of any investigations whatsoever. Then on January 6th, you have a peaceful crowd who were shot with tear gas and other, you know, non-lethal munitions, injuring and, you know, riling up the people who previously been totally peaceful. Now, it took more than 2 minutes. I'll finish up on the other side. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, B, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You're in a world of just relentless, endless cacophony of lies continually assaulting the American people. January 6th has to be the biggest and most convoluted, tangled mess of deception the world has ever seen. I mean, it's like a series of dominoes. They can trace all the way back to like 2017 and getting rid of gain of function research, right? Because you've got the release of the virus and then the lockdowns that they had to, you know, illegally kind of shoehorn into the country, right? It was obvious it was going to be bad, but they needed the lockdowns because they needed mail-in ballots. So you've got the gain of function, the release, the lockdowns. Lockdowns leading to mail-in ballots, the mail-in ballots being easily allowing the Democrats to cheat. The Democrats cheat on the night of the election, blatantly in front of everybody. The evidence is overwhelming. You've got under oath admissions of people doing this. You've got the video footage of them doing the cover-up. You've got the statistical anomalies. You've got the bellwether counties. I mean, it just goes on and on, just an infinite number of very bizarre, totally unprecedented strangeness going on the election night. Then you've got the cover-up, the destroying of the investigations, the rejecting of the lawsuits by courts out of hand without ever investigating the merits of the arguments being made. You've got the fury building over those 2 months where just more and more evidence comes out and it's just ignored continuously. Then you've got a million people showing up to Washington, D.C., and they reject extra security. They reject, you know, appropriate levels of National Guard or Capitol Police or anything else. Then on the day of, you have Donald Trump giving the speech peacefully and patriotically. Go lend your support to the representatives who will be voting as to whether or not to certify the election, because it's not a foregone conclusion. There's a reason they were going there on January 6th, and it was to potentially put a 10-day pause to investigate the accusations of fraud. The whole point was to not interrupt this process, but instead to, you know, watch it take place. And you have a giant crowd of people vastly outnumbering the police, knowing, like, on purpose. By design, they did not have enough security there. It's a choice that Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser made, as well as the Capitol Police under their command. Then on January 6th, this gigantic peaceful crowd is standing outside of the Capitol behind the, you know, police line where they're supposed to be, not being violent, not attacking police, not being even particularly rowdy, when suddenly flashbangs and non-lethal munitions are fired deep into the crowd, driving people forward into the police line, where police then attack them. Giant brawls break out. The police, vastly outnumbered, as we keep saying, who themselves are like, what the hell is going on? Where is our backup? They fall back. Then you've got these black-clad, mysterious Antifa-like figures breaking windows. When Patriots go up to try to confront them and stop them from doing damage to the Capitol, those people attack the Patriots and force them back. Then the police open the doors from inside the Capitol and allow the people in. Then this is portrayed as an insurrection. They impeach Trump over it. They launch a January 6th kangaroo court, total nonsense show trial, where only the prosecution is allowed to present evidence and the defense is muzzled and, you know, out of context clips are shown in order to prove that this was somehow planned or whatever. Thousands of people are arrested over this, a giant nationwide manhunt. They attempt to disqualify Trump from being on the ballot from some obscure Civil War era law about leading an insurrection. They give under oath testimony that Trump tried to steal the presidential limo, some other ridiculous nonsense. They ban Trump's Twitter after he posted a video saying, be peaceful and go home. I mean, how many lies surround this one event? How deep is the deception around this one day in American history? How are we going to set things right knowing all of this? But in their own words, admitted.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So many videos to get to today. I'm just going to go to some of these. We'll start with some Trump videos. We've got so many to go to. In case you haven't seen these. Let's first talk about the assassination attempt against Trump. Just remember, nothing is off limits for these people. They're refiling indictments despite the prosecutor Jack Smith having no constitutional legitimacy. Trump is potentially going to be sentenced in September for 34 felony counts for somebody else mislabeling a check to somebody else, covering up a felony that has never even been like enumerated. Like they've never even said what the crime is that's supposed to be the predicate upon which the, I mean, it's just all total nonsense, complete, utter ridiculousness. They're, you know, hiding Biden's incompetency for as long as they can. When that fails, they put Kamala Harris forward as if she's some genius. You know, they're censoring material that's positive about Trump. I mean, they're just trying everything, up to and including shooting him in the head. Okay, every one of their attempts has failed. But with every one of their attempts, the light shines a little brighter on them. So let's talk about the assassination attempt. First, let's go to clip number 11. Here's Donald Trump talking about his experience. And this is a truly profound statement, if you really consider it. Let's go to clip number 11 now.
They thought I was just going to have some fun. Everyone said, he's got too good a life. I did. I had the greatest life. I went from that to having bullets shot at me, okay? I had the greatest life. And they said, would you do it again? I said, without question. Because we're going to save the country. It's much more important than I had a good life. A lot of people have a good life. It's like not the same thing. We're going to save. We're going to make America great again. Literally, we're going to make America greater than ever before. If we don't do it this time, we'll never be able to do it. It'll be too late. It'll be too far gone.
I went from having a great life to having bullets shot at me. He said a lot of people have a great life. We're making America great again. That's pretty. He could just be another billionaire celebrity. He could just be another guy with yachts and planes and buildings and castles, just living the greatest life anybody could ever ask for. Instead, he has made himself a figure of history. He's a man of destiny. And he's willing to give up that incredible life. He has given up that incredible life. In order to do that, what a profound thing that I wish more people realized. And of course, for this, he has been shot at, and he was within a millimeter's breadth of being shot in the head on live TV. And recently, somebody put together a little compilation showing in real time multiple camera angles of the assassination attempt. Let's go to this now, and we'll just watch. Clip number 17, 3 minutes, feels like 3 hours, knowing what comes at the end of it and seeing all of the various police and Secret Service scramble around. Oh, there's someone on the roof. is up there. See him running with the gun? Should we do something about that? Yeah, it's pretty harrowing. It's a harrowing watch. Let's take a look. Clip number 17.
That's your senator. He votes with Biden or whoever happens to be furthest left. We got to get him elected, McCormick. We got to get McCormick, press McCormick. He's a good man, too. He's a valiant fighter. He's a great, great gentleman. Yeah, so we're going to bring him up for it. Can we bring him up for a couple of minutes later? A little bit later. All right. You get ready, McCormick. You get ready. I'll get you up here. The world will see a vibrant Republican Party that is bigger, stronger, more confident, and more united than ever before. That's what we are. We're the most united party. Now, I'm watching the fake news go crazy because they're saying the Republican Party has not been united since Ronald Reagan like it is right now. It was united under Ronald Reagan the second time. It was very united. And they said there's never been anything like it. They've never seen a movement like this. Make America great again. You know, Joe Biden talks about we have to stop MAGA. MAGA means make America great again, Joe. It means make America great again. That's all we want to do. If he was doing the job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean, the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look.
Thank you.
There he is right there.
Now you're seeing people point out he's on the roof. We're seeing some body cam footage. We're seeing some handheld footage. We're the audio from the broadcast.
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're
going
to make
him. The audio of people with their phones going, oh, my God, he's on the roof.
And it's not easy.
There he is.
Because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals. We have drug dealers. We have people that should not be here. And it's much tougher than if
shouting the man on the roof.
You know, we had the strongest border ever. In recorded history, we had the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it.
This video started with them saying there's a guy on the roof.
So you don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring.
A few countersnipers were assigned to these windows. Where are they right now?
Wow.
You guys being boosted up to the roof.
With time. My guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom.
Fire at Trump.
Red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the
government services,
out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that was the lowest
inexplicable reason.
Amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in
they've already encountered the guy with the gun on the roof.
Look what happened to our country.
I don't know what's going
on. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something to say, take a look what happened.
And finally, the shots ring out. Pretty incredible stuff. Watchdog Media. Again, just harrowing knowing what's coming and seeing the incompetence supplements. But it's not just a retrospective thing. It's not just, 2020 hindsight. It's evidence of the sand down of the total and utter either incompetence or malice of the Secret Service in coordination with the local police. It's like we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're in a hell of a lot of trouble. Okay? It's just absolutely wild. Let's watch. Let's go to some more videos here. I got so many. Should we go to? Should we go to the FDA admitting that they should have never told the American public not to take ivermectin? That was another major revelation I didn't mention in the first segment. Another one of these things that we've known the entire time. It's like, I guess this is what it takes. I guess it takes like undercover investigations to get these people admitting it when they think they're on a date. Even though, you don't need the admission of the criminals to know the crime has been committed, know who did it, and to know why. Let's do that. Let's go to the latest from Project Veritas, clip number 19. The FDA attorney admits they should have never told the American public not to take ivermectin. Let's watch.
I think of a case. Do you remember during the pandemic, FDA issued some tweets that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow.
I do remember that.
Shot it with the ivermectin?
Yes.
Well, they were sued over that.
Did you defend them in that?
I did. I was somewhat successful. I actually won my case in the appeal, and the different off the hymn of appeal lost it.
They really shouldn't be saying, don't get this right.
We'll often use something like tweets as like a vehicle to pursue a broader agenda.
What's behind the agenda, I don't know. But it's evil.
I do think it was a purposeful, coordinated attack into PR to get the shot in every arm. Talk to your doctor, not the government agency.
Well, they put out that tweet. That was probably the most successful public relations campaign that any health agency ever did.
The Food and Drug Administration had to put out an unusual warning to Americans this week. They tweeted, quote, "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." They're talking about people who've been using ivermectin, a drug usually used for deworming horses and livestock, to treat COVID-19.
During the COVID pandemic, propaganda, deceit, and fear were rampant. But when a cheap, Nobel Prize-winning wonder drug began to emerge as a hopeful treatment, the media, the government, and big pharma went to war against it. The FDA launched a public relations attack campaign against the drug, spreading the horse medicine lie. That is, until a group of doctors sued the FDA, and one restricting the agency's ability to act as America's doctor. In today's Project Veritas undercover report, meet the doctors who fought back, and hear the FDA's attorney as he reveals what he really thinks about the FDA's PR campaign and the now notorious medicine, ivermectin.
That's a legitimate problem with what FDA did. An agency can only do what it has statutory authorization to do. Like, FDA can only do what Congress said it can do. That's it. The argument was that FDA didn't have authority to tell people not to take a certain drug. It's okay for FDA to communicate information about the drug, but that it's not okay to take the next step and actually tell people you should not take this drug. Because making a recommendation of what drugs to take or not to take, that's the practice of medicine. The FDA can't practice medicine.
He acknowledges that the FDA was out of line. Well, I practiced emergency medicine for over 40 years, and I retired from that in July of 2020. I've done more than 15,000 patient consultations for COVID. However, treating with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine went against the government narrative. So the government's apparent agenda since the start of this has been to force everybody, regardless of whether it makes any sense, to get these COVID so-called vaccines, which we now know are poison jabs.
So how do they lose the appeal then?
So if what the agency has done is like totally beyond the pale, like there is no authority whatsoever to do that. Like unquestionably beyond its authority.
One thing that struck me at both cases is how immature and inexperienced the lawyers were for the FDA?
Well, we settled the case, but we settled it largely on our terms. They had to take down the offensive tweets and the offending public relations campaign. Unfortunately, they didn't really change their policy about ivermectin, and I'm still faced with fighting the medical boards and the licensing boards over my license for using ivermectin for COVID, in spite of the fact that they haven't been able to identify a single patient that has a complaint against me or a single adverse outcome.
And now I've treated over 6,000 COVID patients. And I can say none of my patients have been hospitalized because of using ivermectin, contrary to what Isaac reports in that video. It's one of the safest medications I've ever used. I have far more problems with people calling me about side effects from antibiotics than I do from ivermectin.
Well, they also, like, they got an opinion that was good for them. They kind of limited FDA's authority.
Oh.
So they got a good result, like, from the courts. They originally wanted more. But then once they got an opinion that was good for them, so once they got that opinion, the actual tweets I don't really care that much about. Because, like, they'll often use something like tweets as, like, a vehicle to pursue a broader agenda. I think going forward, they'll probably be a bit more careful. They really shouldn't be saying, don't take this drug. But they should say, which isn't that different, but it's safer. We should say, this drug can be very dangerous. Like, provide information. See, like, this drug is dangerous. There's no evidence to show that it works. But there is evidence that it can be very harmful. You could die from this drug. That's all fine. Just don't take the next step of saying the recommendation, don't take this drug. That's like one step too far.
Well, ivermectin is one of the safest medications that we prescribe. It's demonstrably safer than Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen. In fact, there haven't been any documented cases of death from overdose of ivermectin, pure overdose. Bringing some of these topics to a new audience, I think, is worthwhile. You know, how effective early treatment was suppressed and hundreds of thousands of lives were cost because of that, and how the agenda has been to push a harmful vaccine that's caused, again, at least hundreds of thousands of excess deaths in this country, increased disability by millions. It's important to keep bringing this forward. And I think there needs to be accountability. There needs to be some wholesale change in our public health approach in this country. So there are only two countries in the world where direct advertising of prescription medicines to consumers is allowed. That's New Zealand and the United States. Big Pharma got that approval to do that, not just because they want to sell drugs, probably even more than that, because they want to be a major source of funding for the media, which they are. So they basically control the message that the media gives out because they've got the money.
One thing this case did is set a precedent. I think it permanently tarnished the reputation of the FDA. I think the public will take the FDA a little less seriously now, and it keeps them from making the same bold, reckless move in the future when it comes to telling patients what they can and cannot do. Like Isaac said, and like we have all said, the FDA is not your doctor. The FDA has no business telling patients what they can take. And we proved in the court of law that they cannot do that.
So, yeah, brilliant work by Project Veritas. FDA's lawyer admits agency's war against ivermectin was a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. What? What do you mean it was a mistake? They did it knowingly. This is not a mistake, folks. And you can tell from the footage, the undercover footage of that guy, how the bureaucracies work. And this is like a key thing to understand. It may seem obvious, but unless you really see it at work, it's you don't get how real this is. The bureaucracies are robots. All of the people that work in them are automatons. They don't think for themselves. They don't consider the implications of their actions. They do as they're told. Period. That's it. They are, whether purposefully or just, you know, by nature of who the people are that get into these positions, they don't know anything outside of their particular bureaucracy and their particular role in the bureaucracy. So when they're told to do something, they just find the best way to do it. It never enters into their mind, is this the right thing to do? Should I be doing this? Can I stand up? That never enters into the conversation. That never enters into their thoughts. So like when this guy is talking about ivermectin, it's not about like, well, ivermectin is perfectly safe and we should just say that. Like that never, what he was tasked with is like, stop people from taking ivermectin. And so to him, the set of laws that are ostensibly there just as like guidelines, and people are supposed to be moral anyway, but we're supposed to have these like, you know, hard set rules that if you break them, we can go to the rules. And so it's not like arbitrary, like this guy's mad, so he's going to punish him super hard. No, you have like, you have a rule book and you have to follow it, but it's not supposed to be something that's there to be gamed, right? Which is what that guy's doing. Well, I can technically say ivermectin is dangerous and I can say it's harmful and I can say it's ineffective, but I can't say I don't recommend it. I can't say don't take it. Okay. That's crossing the line. And it's like, do you hear yourself? Do you understand what you're doing? Like all of those things are lies. It doesn't matter. It's just what is legally prescribed. They'll push up right to that line, but not cross it. And it's this way in every bureaucracy in the government, everywhere in the world. So I'll go to another video to illustrate this about a completely different thing. But again, you can see the way that the bureaucracy operates, that these people, these thoughtless automatons are given instructions in one particular area and they just sort of do it. And they don't think about why or how or, you know, whether they should or not. There's a video from the UK. I know I put it in there. I'm having trouble finding it right now. They're talking about how they keep 5,000 empty rooms just in case there's a big flood of migrants. Just in case they need an extra 5,000 rooms, they keep 5,000 rooms that they pay for continuously. All right, clip number 12 here. This, again, is the bureaucracy in action. Let's watch.
Then in the outflow from Manston accommodation, we have kind of got two things in place. The first is a number of beds that we are calling ring-fenced hotels, where we can move people quickly, if you like, as an overflow from Manston before coming out into the permanent, the more permanent estate. And then secondly, we're making sure we've got a buffer of as close to 5,000 beds as we can have, so that we've always got an outflow. So we're carrying a large number of empty beds in order to let us move people out. But then crucially,
sorry, can I just stop you there? So these 5,000 beds that you're keeping empty just in case, these are additional hotel beds, are they?
In the
southeast,
across the country. But
okay.
Because we've got to have, because it's unpredictable, as you said. 1,300 people.
They're hotel, just be clear, they're hotel rooms. They're not Nightingale hospitals or barges. They're hotel rooms.
They're hotel rooms with beds.
You've got 5,000 beds available in case you have a huge number of people coming through Manston.
Yeah, so we've aimed to have a buffer there. It is less than that at the moment because an awful lot of people arrived over the weekend.
They did. So, right, okay. Because you're obviously struggling to get hotels anyway, and now you're telling me you've got hotel beds that you're keeping empty just in case Manston, the numbers really spike in Manston.
We've by definition got to have some beds empty to be able to flow people through.
Yes, but 5,000 is a lot of beds.
As I say, we're 1,300.
You're paying for them all the time. You're not on a 48-hour standby.
People came through. Yeah,
so they're not on a 48-hour standby or anything. You're paying for them all the time in case.
So we have got excess beds that we can move people into.
There's no thought about like where these people are coming from, why they're being imported at such high degree. They're just assigned. Hey, you need to set up a system. It's just happening. You know, in their minds, it's just happening. People are showing up, and they're assigned with finding somewhere to put them. So that's just what they do. There's no thought to it. They just do their objective.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm very confused. Is this the article? So, because there's an article I had that had a hilarious headline. They must have changed it. Did they change the entire article? I'm very confused. Because the headline from Politico originally was J.D. Vance attempts to tether Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. It was like, oh, really? Oh, Kamala Harris?
You're talking about the Politico fact check that got community noted?
Yeah. It was a Politico article saying that was the headline. It was J.D. Vance attempts to tether Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. And everybody was making fun of it. going, yeah, here's the tether. And it was, the Biden-Harris administration with a dash, and they circled the dash. Yeah, that's the tether right there. She's the vice president of Joe Biden. But this is how, dishonest the media is at this point, where they're like, Vance is trying to tie Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. It's like, you mean their running mate, the person that they're serving under? It's madness. But that article has disappeared. Either it never existed and I'm insane, or they changed it because it was so embarrassing.
No, they changed it to Vance warns of China's influence during Michigan rally.
Okay. Yeah. See, they changed it. Okay. They're too embarrassed. Our corrupt leadership, Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden during Michigan rally. I guess it was just too embarrassing. And the context note here, the community note, Kamala Harris is currently serving as vice president of the United States for the Biden-Harris administration, a role which she was sworn into on January 20th, 2021. Yeah, she is legally and in every possible way tethered to Joe Biden. But that apparently is some sort of dishonest attack from J.D. Vance. They can't help them. They really can't help themselves. I'd say they were made a fool of, but they just make fools of themselves continuously. Reminds me of the comment from Hillary Clinton. So there's a story here. General McMaster's blistering account of the Trump White House. Until now, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster has held his fire about the stint in the Trump White House, which, no, he hasn't. He's been annoying about it for years. He's a bad person. In his blistering, insightful account of his time in the Trump White House, McMaster describes meeting in the Oval Office as an exercise in competitive sycophancy, during which Trump's advisors would flatter the president by saying stuff like, your instincts are always right, or no one has ever been treated so badly by the press. Yeah, here's the issue with that, though. Both of those statements are true. Yeah, is it wild sycophancy when you've got people watching the news and they're just like, is Trump a Nazi? A new report out at 9. And it's just continuous attacks against Trump forever in a way that is totally unprecedented in the American media landscape. And they point that out. And McMaster's is like, these bootlickers. Like, no, they're literally just telling the truth. And the Trump's instincts are right 99.9% of the time. Now, that's sycophancy, according to H.R. McMaster's. But at one point in it, he says McMaster's relates that Trump suggested bombing the drugs in Mexico, quote, why don't we bomb the drugs in Mexico? And why don't we take out the whole North Korean army during one of their parades? Which are hilarious ideas. Very funny. And then Hillary Clinton points this out, being like, can you believe these are the real questions Donald Trump asked? How irresponsible. Meanwhile, of course, he's responded to by numerous people pointing out that in the WikiLeaks documents, she is quoted as saying, quote, can't we just drone this guy? Clinton openly inquired about Julian Assange. So it's kind of like a pot calling a kettle black, except when Clinton said it, first of all, it wasn't some speculation. She's like legitimately trying to drone Julian Assange. The other aspect is Julian Assange is a journalist.
But he's also a relatively soft target who's walking around freely and thumbing his nose without any repercussions from the U.S. government.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she wanted to drone the journalist. And Donald Trump wanted to go to war with the Mexican drug cartels. Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit different when you're talking about using a killing machine to take out your enemies for publishing the truth about you. Or when you're talking about using military force to go after the military force of the Mexican cartels, which are armed, as heavily, if not more heavily, than like ISIS, if you've seen the videos. Just armored trucks, 30 of them, as far as the eye can see, decked out in military gear. It's an army. It's an armed force at our border, breaking our laws and flooding our country with drugs. And Trump's like, we just use the military against them. And of course, Hillary Clinton and the people like her are appalled at this. What? No. Who will do our human trafficking then? Don't you know that we rely on the incoming drugs to poison and kill Americans? We can't go to war with the Mexican cartels. sure, we could solve the problem tomorrow, but we've got to send people overseas to fight against Russia in Ukraine. We've got to send American soldiers in Israeli uniforms into Gaza, okay? Can't be using it on our southern border to protect our country, our citizens, from our enemies. No, that's not what they're there for. They're there for international power projection to prop up the fiat currency. Trump, you idiot. And the bombing North Korean parade, what it highlights, a couple things. One thing, I saw some pretty insightful stuff about, like, yeah, this is actually what geniuses are like, because they're not afraid to ask stupid questions. And I pointed this out before. I always tell the story of my old boss in high school, my dad going, because we filmed weddings, and he's like, so how's the relationship between the videographers and the photographers? Do you just leer at them across the room? And the guy I was going to work for was like, what does leer mean? You know, I'm just like, I don't know what leer means, and I'd like to know. Like, when you're smart and confident.
It's Spanish for read.
It's Spanish for read, exactly. It's a type of jet. No, like when you're smart, you're not concerned about looking stupid. People that are self-conscious about looking stupid, because maybe they are a little stupid, they won't ask questions that other people think are stupid because they're nervous about people knowing how stupid they are. Smart people will ask creative, out-of-the-box questions like Trump. And what it also highlights is the purposeful impotence of the American government. So they're like, North Korea is super dangerous, and we need all of these, you know, we need to do all of these things for North Korea. And, you know, for decade upon decade, they've been this perennial enemy that we have to continuously deal with. And Trump is like, they do big military parades where their entire military is just walking around. Can we bomb that? Like, you're telling me that this unsolvable problem, it could just be solved instantaneously, like with one bomb. You could drop like one bomb there and all of North Korea's army would be obliterated. Why don't we do that? How about instead of decade upon decade of having this boogeyman on the other side of the world that we can use to justify all sorts of intervention in East Asia? If there's such a big problem, can we take care of it? What about the cartels at the Mexican border? What about the insane amounts of money that they cost us just trying to combat them continuously? Can we just take them out? This is what it highlights, is the fact that these so-called problems that we have that we can never solve, apparently, it's on purpose because the people in charge don't want to do anything about it. And they actually make fun of Trump for being like, this problem is easily solvable. Should we do that? And they're like, whoa, dude. You idiot. No. No, we need those problems as part of our problem reaction solution paradigm. We need enemies overseas to justify all the military expenditures that we're getting rich from. So no, we can't just solve the problem with a push of a button, even though, yes, we could, obviously. We have to do this relentlessly forever. That's what it really reveals.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the key for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Let's stick with politics for now. We got some European news I'm excited to get to. Let's talk about politics. So, yeah, General McMaster has revealed that Trump actually wanted to solve perennial issues for the American government, and this was anathema to the way that we do things. Again, similar to what Putin described during his interview with Tucker Carlson, where he, you know, describes trying to make agreements with presidents who were all for it until they went back to their masters and learned that, no, actually, we're keeping Russia on the back burner as a potential enemy in the future. So no alliance, no agreements, no cooperation, because even though you're not the communist anymore, even though you're not the Soviet Union anymore, it's still very useful to have like a big, powerful country on the other side of the world that we can constantly be at war with forever. Have you ever read 1984? It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So, you know, we've always been at war with East Asia, and we always will. So even though there's no geopolitical, any sort of reason to be enemies with Russia, you can't have a military-industrial complex that runs the country without an enemy. So we got to keep you on the back burner. Same thing with North Korea. And, of course, all of the crime and chaos and misery and death that comes from the Mexican cartels. It's all very useful to the demons that run the world. Kamala Harris is getting absolutely blown out of the water on X now that Donald Trump is back. And thank goodness he is. This is what we've missed. You've got Kamala Harris saying, even if aspiring homeowners save for years, it's often not enough. My administration will provide first-time homebuyers with $25,000 to help with down payments on a new home. Of course, we know what that really means. It's first generation home buyers, meaning anybody with like a family that's even moderately well off is disincluded, and it is in fact a communistic redistribution of wealth plan to interrupt the unfair benefit that intergenerational wealth accrues to responsible people, and it's also a gift to illegal immigrants. But even outside of that, but regardless, but forget that. Let's pretend that she's actually legitimate in her suggestion of helping people buy homes. Donald Trump points out that home prices are up on average 40% since January 2021. Since they took office, the median home sales price has gone from $300,000 to $427,000. But don't worry, they're giving you $25,000. Even though the price of the average home went up by $125,000, they're going to give you $25,000 because they're the good guys. And by the way, it's your money that they're stealing in taxes. And it actually isn't going to you. It's going to somebody else. I mean, just the lies. It's just continuous. It just goes on and on. Meanwhile, House GOP investigates Biden-Harris admin's Dr. Rachel Levine for removal of age limits for child sex change and trans health guidelines. Biden's trans diversity hire, Dr. Rachel Levine, is currently under investigation by House GOP after allegations that Levine pushed the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, to abandon age limits in their guidelines for child sex changes. Levine, a former pediatrician who underwent a sex change as an adult after fathering children, being the male half of a straight marriage and having a medical career, has pushed trans advocacy while serving as the Biden-Harris Administration Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services under Xavier Becerra. The New York Times broke the story in June after years of conservative outlets blowing the whistle on WPATH, a leading international health group for gender transition and sex change. The guidelines from this organization are used the world over as the standard bearer for how to diagnose, treat, and advocate for trans youth and adults in mental and medical health settings. Emails obtained and published by the Times show Levine advocating to remove age limits for trans treatment on drugs and puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgery. So thank you, Democrats. Hey, we might not be able to afford a house anymore. All right. We might not be able to patrol our border, protect our people from overdose from cheap Mexican fentanyl. We may be flooded by hundreds of thousands of undercover Chinese agents sent by their government as a reserve force behind enemy lines. Sure, we may be the laughingstock of the world on the cusp of World War III in a variety of different military theaters that didn't exist when Donald Trump was president. Yes, we're being threatened by Russia with nuclear exchange over the incompetence and aggressiveness of the NATO alliance in Ukraine. Okay, sure, all of these things might be true. All right, yes, everything is worse in every possible way. But they've put people in place who are focusing entirely on giving children genital mutilation surgery and or sterilization drugs. So vote Democrat. Vote Democrat, guys. If you want to not never afford a house but also want to end your genetic line, the Democrats the party for you, okay? If your suicidal ideation extends to the nation in which you live and the race to which you belong, the Democrats are your people, okay? If you think it's fine that the people being appointed are both simultaneously in their public, you know, positions, like Dr. Rachel Levine pushing for transgender surgery, or in their private proclivities, like the weirdo cross-dressing gay guy who stole women's clothing from the airport. It's, you know, they're the best. The Democrats are just the best. They have the best personnel who will guarantee that a bunch of criminal perverts running our country will castrate your children. Vote Democrat today, okay? Forget a car in every garage and a chicken in every pot. It's a renter in every house and every child castrated the Democratic way. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance comments about childless Americans unearthed, about teachers this time, and oh boy, they're very mad at J.D. Vance, and they've uncovered this audio. It's a big one, folks. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, constantly, the Democrats are like, leaked audio, undercover investigation, we went inside the Proud Boys to find out, and they just have nothing. Like, they have this idea that if they just they just get us, you know, when we're unguarded. Then the truth will come out and they'll see, you know, and be able to reveal to everybody how bad the Republicans really are. And then, like, this one woman spent like a year and a half infiltrating the Proud Boys. She came out with this big expose and it's just literally nothing. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. There's other examples as well. I mean, it happens quite a bit where they get, you know, somebody hacks some prominent Republican's email or phone and they're like, they're releasing a tranche of information. And it's just like, oh, he just is doing everything he says. He says the same things in private that he says in public. Oh, they're totally legit about everything. But they still do it. They still just keep coming out with the stuff. So this is the latest leaked bombshell audio from J.D. Vance that's supposed to, you know, scare everybody and reveal what he's really like behind the scenes. He didn't say this in public. This is a secret recording of J.D. Vance. And spoiler alert, he's exactly right. And it's fine. What he says is totally true. Do we have that video? 24 unearthed audio. J.D. Vance says teachers who do not have biological children probably shouldn't be brainwashing everybody else's. Let's watch.
And I think our conservative idea is that parents and families should determine what children learn, what values they are brought up with. You know, so many of the leaders of the left, and I hate to be so personal about this, but they're people without kids trying to brainwash the minds of our children. And that really disorients me and it really disturbs me. Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours to hell alone.
Wow, busted. They caught J.D. Vance on undercover recording saying that families should be able to raise their children without intervention from childless psychopaths who are trying to brainwash them. Busted. How are you going to survive this one? Yeah, no, he's 100% right. He is absolutely 100% right. By the way, Randy Weingarten, literal demon. She's a demon woman. Just to be clear, I'm going to be a little bit farther out there than J.D. Vance. She's a demon in human skin. She shouldn't just not have authority over people's children. She should be prevented from having any. Not that we have to. She did that herself. And it's not just Randy Weingarten. Remember, when they were planning on putting sex ed material into elementary schools in Austin, a giant group of parents and grandparents and caregivers for children were begging them not to do it, saying, these are my children. I don't want them introduced to this stuff. I can't afford private school. I have to send them to public school. I don't want you brainwashing them with LGBTQ nonsense. I don't want you turning them trans. They held a protest that was shut down by a single transgender person who had castrated themselves, could never have children, and yet has a greater say over what their children are taught than they do. If you're not outraged by that, you probably don't have children either. Yeah, it's a big problem that a bunch of willingly childless, castrated people are dictating what's taught to our children.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWar store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more.
truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal is on. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. I'm telling you the truth about what's going on politically. We're taking a little bit deeper and understanding how all of these things are tied in together, how all of this absurdity, all of the lies, all of the insane nonsense we contend with on a daily basis all springs from the same font, is all directed in the same direction. And it shouldn't take us. We shouldn't have to be here. I can't wait for a time and a world where InfoWars is no longer necessary. That's not the case quite yet, so support us until then. Until we can actually break out of this prison of lies, support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And let's look at an example of just an obvious, blatant conspiracy that nobody should be blind to. Clip number 7. This woman breaks it down very thoroughly. But there are other aspects to it. We'll touch on it on the other side. Here is, I'm not sure, I'll find this woman's name, but it's the childless conspiracy. Let's watch.
What are they going to do when you say that the world's going to end in 10 years and the world is overpopulated, so to solve the problem, we can't be having as many kids? Just seeing the way that they connect all these issues in their minds makes me really worried, because in communist China, they literally forced abortions onto anybody who had more than one child. Yep. Then they forced sterilized all the women that dared to get pregnant. So women were secretly having their kids and then keeping the kids in little tents and barns in the countryside. So this is not us like freaking out and creating some hypothesis of what could happen. Yeah. This is actually what leftist regimes do, right? Especially when they start running out of resources. We now have the Biden food shortage coming, and this is a classic step after leftist policies destroy a country. After they had the famine in China, they had no resources, and it resulted in the one-child policy. So this is disturbing. Leftism is evil. It's satanic. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised at all that now they're saying don't have kids.
And of course, on top of that, the other level of absurdity is that while they're propagandizing you into not having children, and they're making the conditions of your existence such that it's very, very difficult to have children, they are importing tens of millions of people from countries who have significantly higher than replacement level births. So it's not about not having kids. It's not about depopulation per se. It's about you. It's about people who live in countries and have a history and come from a bloodline that represents opposition to tyranny, liberty, all the wonderful things that we know and love. That's bad. That's bad, not good. They need to not have children. The people who do need to have children are the people that live in huts right now that we can import to the first world, give them the bare minimum, and they'll be happy and obedient. Is this not obvious to everybody? The great replacement is very simple. Tell the native population not to have children, import tens of millions of people from other countries that are having lots of children. Do that for a generation or two, and you've replaced the population. Do I need to run through that again? I mean, is it not obvious? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe I'm a genius, right? I can see through this somehow. And they're like the literal posters that are just like, save the earth, don't have kids. And they're like, oh, by the way, 1 million people arrived last year.
and were paying for their homes and their 9 children. Okay. All right, great. That woman's name is Morgan Zeger, I guess. Zegers. I guess she actually stopped doing appearances because she got married and became a mother. Good for her, although that was a very powerful clip where she ties together these things in a very effective way. Again, none of this is difficult to understand. You just have to get over the mental hurdle of understanding that the people in charge hate you and are trying to destroy everything you love. Once you accept that as a premise, everything else makes perfect sense.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Conspiracies abound. There's conniving afoot. I want to go to some videos now. And look, it's not my fault. It's not my fault, okay? I'm in no way misogynist. It doesn't matter to me what people look like. It's not my fault. It's purely a coincidence that right-wing women are beautiful. It's not my fault. But we have yet another beautiful woman, just like last segment, this time speaking out against the absurd restrictions of the Norwegian government. Her name is Rebecca Misterregen. Misterregen? Something like that. It's a Norwegian name. But here's her discussing the Norwegian state media and their coverage of and the way they are censoring an act of anti-white hate in Norway. Let's go now to clip number 5.
Okay, guys, here's a little treat for you. Our state media did not want to report what was written on the church wall. They reported something was written on the church wall, but we can't tell you what it is, because it might create xenophobia. I'm not you. Kill white people was not reported by our state media because they're afraid it will create hatred towards other groups, immigrants. Let's just call it what it is. But they don't need to do anything for us to be skeptical towards immigrants. The immigrants do that job very well on their own by beating up people, robbing people, stabbing people, killing people, shooting people, selling drugs, raping people, threatening people to rape them. They don't, like, whatever the state channel writes, it's not going to do them any favors in any way. You know, concealing this just shows us your true colors. So congratulations, Michael. That's the most stupid thing I've ever seen today. And as an update, police still hasn't responded to me about if they're investigating this as a hate crime, still waiting on that reply. We still don't know who did it, so we'll see if it's Antifa or this youth gang or who it is. We don't know. We'll see. But the media won't tell you what was written on the wall. It is written on the wall. Kill white people. Okay. Toodles.
Yeah, so you heard there, folks, in Norway on a church wall, graffiti saying kill white people, and the Norwegian media refuses to publish that, saying something outrageous was written on a church wall that we have censored because it could inspire xenophobia. Yeah, it could make white people think they might be killed. It could make white people think that maybe they're importing people who hate them, and we can't have that. We have to keep importing them, of course. Purpose of a system is what it does. And of course, the ultimate truth about this is that if you find out who this person is, it could very well be the president of the media. It could be the president of whatever Norway state media is. They're like, we can't show this message. It too clearly outlines what our general policy is. We're supposed to be subtle here. It could very well be the prime minister of Norway writing that. They agree with the sentiment, which is why they don't want you knowing about it. I'd never seen this woman and went to her account and found some other videos that I think are equally important. Because, again, since we don't speak these languages, unless somebody's in these countries to tell us what's going on there in English, we just don't know. So it's nice to have a European actually telling the truth about what's going on so that we can get the information here and understand just how far gone that continent is. Let's go now to clip number two, where, again, this young woman, Rebecca Misterigan, talks about a very disturbing statement from a French EU member of parliament. So she's quoting a member of parliament to the European Union from France. Let's go on to clip number two.
And when you think it can't get worse, it gets worse. So my coworker on Tiensol, he just posted to our website that the French MP Sandro Gozi, I hope I didn't, well, I don't care if I slaughtered the name, let's be honest. He's saying in an interview, hold on to your hat and your mind. He's saying freedom of speech is violence in disguise. Freedom of speech is violence in disguise, people. That is what he's saying, talking about closing down X. Okay? That's what he wanna do. He wanna close it down. He says that it's important to remember the law about digital resources, digital services, sorry. He says Digital Services Act, which goal is to make digital platforms and social media networks responsible for the content that can be harmful for other users, for instance, hate speech and disinformation. There's nobody that comes with more disinformation and misinformation than governments. Do you want to go through the whole thing of COVID again? Because we can do that. Stop bullshitting us. And your Digital Services Act does not supersede our law here in Norway, even though we are a EU colony. We're not a member. We're a colony. There's a difference. But we are a colony. Stop censoring people. Just stop it. I hope the EU goes to shit very soon. Because we need it.
So that's, again, a Norwegian journalist revealing that a member of parliament for France in the EU said freedom of speech is violence in disguise. That's really what they believe. They genuinely believe that. It's like the quote, who knows who really said it, but it's attributed to Stalin, where he's like, ideas are more dangerous than guns. I don't let people have guns. Why would I let them have ideas? Freedom of speech is violence in disguise. Of course, freedom of speech is freedom of thought, freedom to think for yourself, freedom to notice things and elucidate them to other people. But that's illegal. Not because it's misinformation or even disinformation, not because it's wrong in any way, not because it's dishonest or meant to inspire violence of any sort. But the fact is, if you correlate things like migration to crime, well, you're going to come to some pretty uncomfortable conclusions. Like, I don't know, the migrants are massive criminals making everybody unsafe. That could lead to xenophobia. So, you know, let them murder you. So just let them murder and rape you. I'm not being facetious either. I have a video. I have a video to show it. Clip number 9, data where obvious correlations can be drawn is racist and now considered hate speech in the UK. So just stop noticing things. Stop recognizing patterns, all right? Everything's getting worse, and don't worry about the cause. It's just happening, okay? It's just happening, and nobody can do anything about it. You just have to conform yourself and your life and your thoughts to accepting this reality. Again, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, if you want to break out of this, if you want to actually make a change, one of the first steps is just recognizing none of this just happens. None of the changes that we're experiencing, all universally for the worse, right? No country's gotten better because of immigrants. Period. That's it. End of sentence. No country in Europe has improved even slightly in any metric because of immigrants. They haven't improved economically. They haven't improved in safety. They haven't improved culturally. They haven't improved just happiness in general. Nothing. Nothing has been improved by migrants whatsoever. And yet they keep coming and they keep bringing them forward. And this is treated like those bureaucrats who are told you have to keep 5,000 hotel rooms constantly paid for and empty just in case. And just like those people, you know, they don't know where the people come from. They don't know who is bringing them or how they're getting here, who's paying for it. It's just like all they know is that there's 5,000 people on the way and they need a place to stay and it's up to you to find it for them. So that's what they do, like automatons. When the reality is, all of this is a choice. All of this are decisions being made in the halls of Brussels or London or Rome with this intended purpose. If everybody coming into Europe was a doctor or a scientist, they'd shut it off. They don't want that. What they want is a group of violent, low IQ, Saudi Arabian, Wahhabi, indoctrinated scumbags to rape and kill your children, because that's going to piss you off. And if you speak out about it, then they have an excuse to arrest you. It's an attack against you. We are at war. And for some reason, the other side's the only one that realizes it. So let's go to this clip. Was it 14 or something? Clip number 9, data where obvious correlations can be drawn as racist and considered hate speech in the UK. Pay no heed to the data and statistics over time. Let's watch.
Denmark increased its level of non-Western-born immigrants between 2020 and 2023 by a staggering 158%. 158%. Turns out, at the same time, crime went up by 31%. Is there a correlation? Well, sex offences went up by 248%. And when you look at their league tables, the vast majority of those sexual offences are being committed by men who were not born in Sweden. They weren't even born in European countries or Western countries. That was Denmark, sorry. Now, Sweden, in that same period, their level of non-Western immigration went up by 86%. Overall crime went up by 24%. Is there a correlation?
Is there a correlation? Maybe, but you're not allowed to say it, all right? You're not allowed to talk about it. You just have to pay infinitely out of your tax dollars to deal with it. And again, I can be sort of facetious about that. I can joke because it's just so absurd. It's so obvious what they're doing, and it's so infuriating that people aren't waking up to this and aren't realizing it. I mean, hell, we're experiencing right now. Germany is experiencing right now a series of stabbing attacks continuously. Every week, there's some new horrific story out of Germany. Stabbing at the Diversity Festival might be the most appropriate one we've seen recently. But there, of course, was the stabbing of the AfD supporters, and then the police officer tackled the German guy fighting off the Afghan knifeman, only for the Afghan knifeman to stab the police in the back, literally, and kill him. Perhaps the greatest illustration of modern Europe the world has ever seen. And then the next day, there was another one. Another AfD activist was stabbed while putting up posters. It's just continuous. And so last week, there was this stabbing at the Diversity Festival in Solingen. And then there was a giant march against the right wing in the AfD in Germany. Yeah, because, you know, as we're learning, when a Islamist or a refugee or a Rwandan or any of the leftist, you know, pets commits violence, the real big threat is not the toddlers bleeding on the side of the road. It's not the innocent mother and daughter slashed open by a knife in Leicester Square. It's the right-wing backlash. That's the real threat. Because remember, words are just violence in disguise. So, I mean, sure, you might have a dozen people stabbed. You might have three children dead from the stabbing. You've got millions of examples of words that are actually violence. So since words are equal to violence, I mean, which one's more dangerous when you've got so many more words, right? I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it. It doesn't make sense. But it gets so much farther, because obviously the people in these countries who are actually affected by this, not the leadership that literally live in palaces and never interact with the millions of people that they're importing. But, you know, the average people who like live in a town of 500 people and suddenly wake up to realize that they live in a town of 1500 people because 1,000 Africans have been brought in overnight secretly. They're not happy. They don't like this. And when they try to stand up against it, they get confronted by imported thugs, by migrants themselves who have been armed and weaponized against the natives by the elite, who are importing their own personal militia to attack their own people in an aggressive campaign of genocide. We've seen this on display in Ireland, where the people are doing a fantastic job of standing up against it, better than any other European country I've seen subjected to this. Like, Poland's doing a great job because their government just has a border and doesn't let people in. And it turns out that solves all of the problems. But in absence of that, it's up to the people to have a grassroots effort to prevent this from happening. Nowhere else in Europe has even been able to muster that much activity. Ireland is doing a great job, but they're still being swarmed, and the globalists are doubling down on their efforts. Let's go now to clip number 28. Here's how outrageously blatant this strategy is. Let's watch.
Lads, you're not going to believe this. The video I'm about to show you now, you are not going to believe this. A guard was on the Pakistani news recruiting people from Pakistan to come over to Ireland to join the force. If you don't believe me, listen to the video. We share this out everywhere, lads. This is strange.
We really want to get the message out there amongst the Pakistan community, the Muslim community, and the broader community of the different nationalities that make up Ireland, that we want to see represented in our national police force and making a real difference. So please put in that application.
Assalamualaikum,
sorry, folks, the Garda, the Irish Federal Police, are airing advertisements on Pakistani television encouraging Pakistanis and Muslims of 18 to 24 years of age to come to Ireland to be immediately armed and deputized as the federal police themselves. Why can't they just use the Irish people that they have? Well, because that's not the point. They don't need extra members of the Garde. They don't need extra federal police. They have plenty. No, they want to directly import people for the sole purpose of serving as the Praetorian Guard, serving as a private international force of arms to be wielded against the natives of the countries to which they're being imported. That's what you just saw. You just saw a recording of Pakistani television. It's all the Arabic language. I mean, this wasn't an advertisement for people in Ireland. That was the chief of the federal police force in Ireland going to Pakistan and advertising on Pakistani TV, encouraging Pakistani men 18 to 24 to come to Ireland to be immediately incorporated into the federal police force. Wild. Wild. That they're just doing it out in the open. This is treason of the highest level. This isn't even a remotely new concept. We've talked about the Varangian Guard and the Praetorian Guard of the emperors who would import Germans or Nordic people from Russia to serve as their personal guard. So they had no familial or personal or cultural connection to the people who they were then used to oppress. Now that's 2,000 years ago. What about, 200 years ago during the French Revolution, when the French people rose up against their king? What did the king do? Well, he tried to flee to Austria to get an Austrian army to go back and suppress the French people. They caught him doing it. He was in disguise and trying to flee across the Austrian border to meet with his fellow globalists, the royal family of Austria, to get their army to bring back into France to crush his own people. It's a tried and true method of oppression of a native population. And they're doing it again right out in the open. It's infuriating, but it's exactly what they're doing. And it really doesn't end. We go to clip 22 here. Thousands of Moroccans continue to flood unabated across the border into Spain. Remember yesterday we showed you the video of the airport in Tenerife that had been shut down completely, so every plane and every resource could be devoted entirely to mass importing tens of thousands of Africans into Europe. For some reason, I don't know, man. I really don't know how they get away with this and how they just keep doing it. But that's just one example of one particular strategy out of a wide array of clearly genocidal attacks against anybody and everybody who has a cultural or genetic history of opposing oppression. One of the craziest things that they're doing here in America is, again, the very simple problem-reaction-solution of releasing viruses into the United States and then solving that problem and curing that disease by poisoning everybody and everything all at once. So we'll get into that. On the other side, the mosquito pandemic, where they are releasing mosquitoes out of helicopters by the billions, only to turn around and go, these mosquitoes are dangerous. Now we have to spray poison on everything, everywhere, and in all of the waterways. Poison that all the fish, by the way. We'll show you that on the other side. Our world's being run by mad psychopaths. They're all genocidal morons. We have to stand up to them and defeat them and live normally.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Going to talk about this mosquito stuff, but I've just got a couple pieces of news that I want to touch before we go to that. Again, this is the issue with InfoWars. We cover everything. I'm trying to get deep into everything. Like, I'd love to be able to be nice, be able to focus on like just one thing, because it would take me an entire show just to elucidate the scheme going on with EEE, equine encephalitis, and the mosquitoes genetically modified, released, and then the poison that they're released. I'll get to that. But, of course,
politics, censorship. It all falls under the same umbrella because it's all part of the same organized scheme of globalism. From Alex Jones, at Real Alex Jones on X, Telegram founder Pavel Durov has been freed from custody, will appear in court. Durov was arrested at Paris's Bourget Airport. They've kept him under lock and key for 96 hours, the maximum allowed under French law. Authorities issued a warrant related to Telegram's lack of moderation, including allegations as platform is complicit in aiding fraudsters, drug traffickers, and people spreading child pornography. But we all know that the real reason for this attack is because freedom of speech is the number one threat to those who seek total narrative control as they conglomerate global political power. As Durov faces initial questions and possible indictment, we have to ask ourselves, is this really about justice, or is this politically motivated takedown orchestrated by elites who can't stand the thought of free speech being exercised on the internet? His arrest has sent shockwaves through Russia and Ukraine, where Telegram has become a lifeline, a tool of resistance against authoritarianism. Even French President Emmanuel Macron, a puppet of the global elite, is trying to distance himself from this, claiming the decision to prosecute Durov is not political. But we know better, don't we, folks? The timing, the charges, the international ramifications, this has the fingerprints of the New World Order all over it. Pavel Durov, the man who has been called the Mark Zuckerberg of Russia, but with a spine of steel, isn't just some tech billionaire. He's a symbol of the fight against the encroaching digital dictatorship, who again believe that free speech is just a violence in disguise. And I wonder if this has anything to do with the UAE coming out. And I was really not able to confirm the article that I'd read. The one that I had was from, didn't seem to be the most reliable site, but apparently the rumor is that the UAE, who Durov is now a citizen of the UAE, and apparently he's really good friends with the prince there, and they stepped in and basically said, we're going to cancel billions of dollars of orders of French jets if you don't release him, which is pretty based and awesome if that's true. But apparently he has been released since they haven't charged him with anything. Wonder where he's going to go. Where do you go these days if you're a free speech activist? You know, he had to flee Russia because they tried to take over his company. So he went to the democracies in the west of Europe, where he got arrested for his free speech activity. Well, should he come to America, the home of free speech, whose First Amendment guarantees the right of expression, essentially and expressly of the press, which, of course, at the time that the amendment was written, referred to the actual technology needed to spread mass communications, which is important to understand. In the five freedoms that the First Amendment guarantees, when they say the freedom of the press, they don't mean that there's some sort of group of people that is given extra freedom because they are the news media. No, it's talking about the technology, the press. If it was written today, it would say freedom of the internet, because it was the freedom of the machine, of the device, of the technology required to spread information to a mass number of people. Because freedom of speech isn't just freedom to stand on a soapbox and yell at whoever can hear you. It's the freedom to spread your ideas to anybody and everybody with the ability to hear them, which requires technology, which is why the press is specifically noted as being untouchable by the government under the First Amendment. So is he going to come here? No. Oh, I hope not. Don't come here, Durov. It's a trap. It's a trap. So where does he go? Like, at this point, his best bet is to go to, like, Lebanon. Or, I don't know, El Salvador, probably. Actually, Bukele was like, you're welcome in El Salvador. We'll protect you. So maybe he'll go to El Salvador. That actually has a government that seems sincere about their beliefs. But really, it seems like his best bet now is, like, go to somewhere that doesn't have a government. Go to somewhere, like, go to the Congo. Because at least there, the government is, it might be tyrannical, but it's not, you know, functional enough to actually do anything. That might be where we are all headed at this point. Where it's like, the best we can hope for is not for a not tyrannical government. They're all tyrannical. We just want one that can't actually fulfill its tyrannical dreams because they're incompetent. Incompetence may save us yet. But let's go to this video talking about Durov's arrest. Did I put this one in either. That's the problem. I put in too many videos and I can't find it. I'll put that in a little bit later maybe. But another story has broken out of the UK that I have to prepare you for. No, there's nothing I can say that can prepare you for it. UK riots, child 11 arrested over Middlesbrough disorder, police say. Yes, folks, an 11-year-old boy has now been arrested over the riots. An 11-year-old child. Y'all remember being 11? Y'all remember, I don't know, for me, like, I very distinctly remember, like, getting lost in my middle school. Like, panicking, being like, where is the gym? First day of middle school. Elementary school, you're taking in a line and taking everywhere, and suddenly in middle school, they're just like, you have gym next, see ya. And you're like, where is the gym? You remember what it was like being an 11-year-old, not knowing anything about anything? Imagine if you were arrested for things you posted online when you were 11. Well, you don't have to imagine if you're in the UK. It's happening. Cleveland police say they've now arrested a total of 110 people in relation to unrest in Hartlepool and Middlesbrough earlier this month. An 11-year-old child has been arrested over disorder in Middlesbrough during the UK riots, police have said. I guess there's a place called Cleveland there. Cleveland police say officers had detained a further 14 people in connection to the unrest on Sunday, 4th of August. Teams of officers headed out this morning to target those believed to be involved in the disorder. What did you do? Kick the door down? Or did you lure him out with a cookie? When you arrested him, did you like dress up like a Big Bird to make him comfortable? I mean, how do you arrest a child for their speech? Yeah, 15-year-old boy was the first to be charged with rioting. Yeah, I wonder what percentage of this, of the hundreds, if not thousands of people that have been arrested, charged, and already in prison, by the way, because they expedited the process. Because who has time for due process and rule of law when you've got people opposing the government? We have to expedite this. We have to get it done. Put them in camps, quick. Let the pedophiles out. Put the murderers back on the street. We need their jail cells. We've got an 11-year-old to imprison. We've got a child to imprison. I guess if you can be transgender, you can go to jail. I guess that's fair, isn't it? If you can castrate yourself chemically with doctor's approval, I guess you can be sent to prison. Wild. Shame of the child rioters. UK's most senior prosecutor said it's deeply disturbing to see children as young as 11 involved in waves of violence across Britain. Maybe they need to spend a couple years in prison. Maybe that'll sort them out. Maybe send them to the, concrete rape box run by Muslim gangs. That'll teach them to be 11. Where are their guns? That's what I want to know. All right. Oh, right. They gave them up for safety. Sorry, I forgot. In order to be good little citizens, they gave up their guns. And now when their daughters are stabbed in the street, their sons will get arrested for speaking out about it. Huh. It'd be useful to have some guns right now, wouldn't it? I don't know. I mean, anybody ever comes for my kid when he's 11, you better come locked and loaded. That's all I'm saying. It's a tragedy what's happening in Europe. It is a real tragedy.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Behind France's arrest of Telegram CEO. If you haven't heard, a few days ago, Pavel Durov, the CEO of Telegram, an encrypted messaging app, was arrested in Paris, France. And the mainstream media is reporting that his arrest is part of a larger investigation into alleged complicity in child exploitation and drug trafficking. CNN also ran an article today saying that he is a Russian Elon Musk with 100 biological children, which I think is maybe kind of misleading because the article then says he's just a sperm donor, which I guess is a bad thing. But anyway, they're kind of painting him out to be this absolute monster, which lately I'm kind of noticing that they're doing that to a lot of supporters of free speech. But is that the real story?
All throughout the collective West, but especially in France, the number one threat to freedom of speech is the Zionist movement and the pro-Israeli movement. And I weigh my words because it's very, very dangerous to say something like that in France because you'll find yourself in court.
In court or in jail. For those of you who have never used Telegram, it's kind of known for being a free speech platform that goes above and beyond to avoid government censorship and meddling. And as we've all experienced in the past year or so, there's been one country that has been pretty desperate to censor the internet. By the way, this article came out before Durov's arrest. Interestingly, there is a section in this article called Finding Pavel, which means that they were already looking for him. Telegram has proved a massive challenge for Israel since the start of the war. While many tech firms have streamlined mechanisms through which states can reach out to them, Telegram is considered the least cooperative of them all. The Israeli Justice Ministry has sent Facebook over 40,000 successful requests to remove illegal content. Even TikTok has taken down over 20,000 posts flagged by Israel. On Telegram, that number is just 1,300. Sources explain that Google or Meta will take down a page if it is shown to be directly linked to Hamas, and Amazon will remove a website for hosting terrorist materials. On Telegram, content cannot be taken down with such arguments. But who gets to define terrorism? I mean, you know the saying, to find out who your masters are, figure out who you can criticize.
So I was the only one that noticed this bizarre trend. We have Kim.com and Andrew Tate coming out against Israel and Zionism and immediately being arrested or extradited to the United States. Obviously, Elon Musk has been under massive pressure since October 7th to curtail the activity of anti-Israel people on his platform. Obviously, the TikTok banning bill came about because of the intervention of AIPAC, not happy with the fact that the scientific fact that you become, what was it, 15% more anti-Semitic for every 30 minutes you spend on TikTok, whatever that Nikki Haley said. Now, obviously, that's not the only thing to be considered here. For example, you've got Tommy Robinson has now been, you know, some other indictment has come about with Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson's very pro-Israel. Like, it's not a, that's not the only aspect to this. They just want your silent complicity in whatever murderous scheme they're running, whether it's allowing the genocide in Palestine to go on unabated or the genocide in the UK to go on unabated. It's anybody who speaks up against these plans who gets crushed by the system. But we got to speak out against it, especially when you have headlines like this. AIPAC officially surpasses $100 million in spending on 2024 elections, which, I mean, call me crazy. Seems like a little bit of foreign interference. Seems like there's a touch, like a little bit of foreign interference when you've got the Israel Political Public Affair Committee spending $100 million on your elections. But hey, who am I to say? Who am I to say other than, you know, an American with free speech? I'll say whatever the hell I want. Let's finish off today with mosquitoes, shall we? We'll go to clip number 23 here, and we'll wrap it up on the other side. But here is the announcement. Massachusetts implementing a 6 p.m. curfew to protect against a mosquito-borne illness. Let's watch.
Three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life. The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment, and anyone can get infected. The death rate is as high as 30%.
Like, I know they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, but it's like airdropping it from a black helicopter?
The GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving and some very exciting ones in the pipeline, because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. So that's a 3 million right there, 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because The mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes, giving more people dengue fever.
According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bite. It was Science Magazine that coined the phrase.
Of course, we know about this, but when it comes to equine encephalitis, and that video can be found at InfoWars, Mosquito Gates Prepares October Surprise. It's already in action. And the problem isn't even really with the mosquitoes themselves spreading disease. Obviously, they are, and it's incredibly dangerous to be genetically modifying these things and then releasing them by the billions and no way to undo this. There's no way to be like, oops, you know, at least the vaccines, you can be like, you can stop giving people vaccines. At least you can warn people against getting vaccines. You can't stop mosquitoes from biting you 100% of the time. And once you release them into the wild, they're just out there. There's no taking this back, right? So the mistakes they're making now, well, the purposeful evil that they're committing now can't be undone exactly. So what are they doing instead? They're spraying for the mosquitoes. Here's the problem. They're spraying poison. Obviously, right? What else are they going to spray? Now, is there not a better way to do this? You ever seen the videos that they have now? There are machines that will go across crops. Instead of using pesticides, they use AI and lasers. And it just like, it's like a printer. It's like scanning over the farmland and it's just lasers going and just shocking and destroying all of the bugs. They have drones flying around releasing mosquitoes into the air. Could you not have drones flying around killing all of the mosquitoes? Maybe that's a better idea. Yeah, here's the technology. The technology is available. It's out there. Especially if you wanted to like actually put effort and money into it, I guarantee you, you'd come up with a better way to kill mosquitoes than releasing a billion mosquitoes that have been genetically modified by mad scientists. But again, who am I? Who am I to say? So what are they spraying? Well, poison, obviously. Here's the problem with the poison, as noted by one of our followers, Twatsy Ann, at Ann Twatsy on X. D-phenothrin. One of the active ingredients in Anvil 10 plus 10, which is one of the things they're spraying, it has a 96-hour LC50 lethal concentration of less than 20 micrograms per liter in rainbow trout and bluegills. So they'll be spraying this poison everywhere, essentially. And it's poison that for at least 96 hours remains at a lethal concentration to wildlife. Especially the fish, which are more susceptible to this stuff anyway. And of course, once it rains and wherever you spray it, it all ends up in the waterways and it's going to kill who knows how many fish. You know, fish that eat mosquitoes and mosquito larvae. I'm sensing the buildup of a redo of the Great Famine in communist China. They killed all the sparrows. And then the bugs went wild and killed all the crops, and then everybody starved. Maybe we're entering into one of those cycles. But folks, if you live in the Middle East, if you live in the Northeast, if you live in the Middle East, you got bigger problems to worry about. But if you live in the Middle East, if you live in the Northeast, you have to be aware. There are maps now of spray areas that you have to avoid. So maybe soon there will be a, you know, some sort of phone app where parts of your city will be off limits because it's coated in poison for the next 96 hours. You know, because of the mosquitoes they release with the diseases that they genetically modified. It's hell world dystopia. We're just reporting on it. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.